U.S. Supreme Court today takes up the Patient Protections and Affordable Health Care Act, kicking off a three-day process with the question of whether or not the suit is barred at the outset by the Anti-Injunction Act. That's a 19th century law that forbids challenges to tax assessments until they are due. And that won't be for 3 years, when the first penalties are due under the new law. So what's at stake? Coming up, we'll hear from a leading American legal historian, and then we'll end the hour with an open forum on the law. Join us after the news on All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News and streaming at WOSU.org/allsides.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Supreme Court hears the first of 3 days of oral arguments over President Obama's signature health care law today. NPR's Craig Windham reports from outside the court that people are lined up for seats while demonstrations for and against the law continue in what's become sometimes a carnival-like atmosphere.
Demonstrations for and against the health care law are underway here in front of the Supreme Court building. A number of doctors wearing lab coats have been speaking at a rally in favor of the law, which they say helps senior citizens and others who have trouble affording medical expenses. A smaller group of demonstrators are saying that the law infringes on their personal rights. A line is already forming for tomorrow's oral arguments, a few dozen people waiting for a chance for one of the 60 or so tickets that will be made available to the public. Craig Windham, NPR News, in front of the Supreme Court building.
The economy likely needs to achieve a faster rate of recovery in order to bring the unemployment rate down further. That's the word from the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, speaking this morning at an economics conference. Here's NPR's Chris Arnold.
Chairman Bernanke said the clear good news for the economy in recent months is that we've seen job gains and the unemployment rate has fallen to 8.3%.
At the same time, some key questions are unresolved. For example, the better jobs numbers seem somewhat out of sync with the overall pace of economic expansion.
Bernanke said there's a puzzle facing economists right now. Growth is still too slow to explain such a fast drop in unemployment. It could be that the growth numbers will be revised upwards, but it could also be that job gains could stall out. Bernanke said it's still unclear just what will happen next, but ongoing efforts by the Federal Reserve should help to promote growth. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
NATO officials in Afghanistan say an attack that killed two British soldiers at a NATO base there could be another in which Afghan security forces have turned on their international colleagues. A man in an Afghan army uniform reportedly opened fire at the NATO base and was then shot and killed. Unrest and resentment of foreigners are up in Afghanistan since the burnings of Qurans by NATO personnel and the killings of 17 civilians, allegedly by a U.S. Army staff sergeant. The wife of Robert Bales, Carolyn Bales, tells NBC's Today show she can't believe her husband would have gunned down civilians, especially children.
I have no idea what happened, but he would not. He loves children, and he would not do that.
She also says her husband never had nightmares or other signs of post-traumatic stress disorder. Stocks, the Dow Jones Industrials at last check up a solid 104 points in early trading at 13,185. The NASDAQ and S&P also up in the first half hour of trading. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors mileage and safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. Learn more at progressive.com.
Good morning. I'm Steve Brown, WOSU News, at 10:04, 41 degrees. Large jumps in standardized test scores at more than 500 Ohio schools is an indicator of possible cheating. That's according to an analysis by the Dayton Daily News. The newspaper found steep spikes and drops on standardized test scores